amazing unicorns.
So we're back this week, Shay, because a couple weeks ago, we talked about Walmart's first foray into the world of shoppable movies.
Yes.
And they broke it up into shoppable content, I should say.
It's time for the marketing headlines.
Do you feel like that was a good use of resources for Walmart?
I feel like the quality is actually about the same as Hallmark movies that I like to watch.
I would say mid-tier Hallmark.
But here's a big flaw. Because they broke it up into segments, it is hard to like click the next one. And they also have like 30 seconds of music, intro music coming in and coming out. And then also when you click the next clip, it's like a weird transition. So you're like, did I miss something?
Yeah, there were several scenes where I had to go back in the playlist. And I'm like, wait, no, that was 17 and that was 18.
Yeah.
Like, what the crap? Like, there was one where they're like at like some event and it's like, hey, Jess, you want to get some hot cocoa? And then the next thing they're in a Walmart parking lot.
Right.
And I was like,
Are they not getting cocoa?
Where's the cocoa?
Right. And there was one where it's just the mom getting coffee from this man and now they're flirting. And it was like, oh, like it was like to the point where I almost was like, wait, oh, that's not the same woman. Like, what is happening? There's
continuity
no context.
Felt weird.
Yes. Okay. But here's the thing.
There's so many things.
Because it's in bite-sized little morsels, it's not something that you would really want to watch with your friends or with your family, which I think is where the sweet spot would have been. It's like, let's get some friends together. This is so funny. What a funny marketing attempt. And then it's also like, let's like decorate cookies and watch this as a Hallmark movie together and make fun of it, because that's what you do with Hallmark movies. I don't know anyone who just watches them being like, what a great film.
Yeah.
Right?
No. It's usually like they're suckers for a couple moments usually.
Right.
They're suckers for like, oh man,
it's like sweet.
This is kind of cute.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is just like, this is the dumbest premise.
Yes.
This is so dumb.
Exactly.
And I still watch it.
It's
kind of like the Fast and Furious franchise of like romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Like it's so over the top and so ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what you're getting in for.
Yes.
And you sign up for
it. And you enjoy that ride. Exactly. And so I think they really missed that sweet spot, because again, like I was watching it and I'm like, honestly, I have seen way worse. I've seen worse Hallmark movies than this.
Yeah.
But it's because it's uncomfortable to watch the full thing. I didn't like
it was
watch
hard.
It with my sister.
Well, and we talked about this a little bit offline, where it's just like, there is no other viewing experience where I am watching a 2.5 minute video and then like on the edge of my seat, having to go click next on the playlist.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, waiting for it to like play out all that extra 15 seconds of music.
Right.
To go to the next one. And so it's like, they really, I think they did this as a huge disservice by not figuring out a way, whether it's with, you know, annotations on the video or links that like, you know how they have playhead markers, like where they have it, like the chapters broken up in there. If they would have had links for each chapter in like the the information of the post on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know how the viewing experience was on the other platforms. I can't even remember the other platforms, because it wasn't any I used.
I watched it on YouTube too.
Like, that's what I didn't understand. Anyway, maybe the view experience is better, but I bet you the vast majority of them came on YouTube.
Right.
Because everyone who Googled it, that's the first thing that came up, right?
Yeah.
So I just think that they really shot themselves in the foot by not either developing their own player or technology that could actually like host all those things. Like we were talking about with the X-ray vision, pausing it, having all the things on screen. Cause that's like, that doesn't take long to be like, especially if you're not even saying what's in this shot at this exact moment.
Right.
If it's just like this marker to this marker, what are all the products?
Right.
Have them listed that they can scroll through on their device or with like a mouse, you know?
Yeah.
And so like the interrupted experience, I think really was only for segmenting the product, like products you could shop and like having them on the website, and it really hurt the viewing experience.
And you said, Shane, it made you make a decision
every time,
every 2 minutes, which it's like humans are notoriously bad at making decisions. That's why like In-N-Out was so successful, right? It's like you pick between three burgers.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
but you have a choice to not watch the next one every 3 minutes.
Right.
And so, if you're already on YouTube, it's like, oh, that thumbnail looks good over here.
Right,
you know, you're going
to
something else.
Exactly. So that, and Keith was saying that the viewership has a drastic drop from the beginning to the end.
It was like 25K. And then the last one was less than 5,000 people finished.
That was at the beginning. It has grown since then. If they had one option with the full movie where it was
more
connected, I would have watched the full thing, and I think more people would have watched the full thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought the like Walmart fairy was kind of cute. I actually kind
of
liked it.
She's the fairy godmother of her story. Yes,
the fairy Walmart father godmother.
I'm glad you liked it.
Did you hate it?
Oh, I just like, I don't know if I've watched enough Hallmarks to like, get, like where are the rules of like breaking it?
Yeah.
Because like, I was okay with a lot of the cheese because I'm like, yeah. I knew it was just like cheesy one-liners, cheesy like cute lines to each other.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But like, I think like the godmother, I was like, this feels like a Disney Channel original movie. Like Luck of the Irish. Like it or really something does. Like that.
And
maybe like, maybe in the Hallmark world, that's totally cool.
There is some of that. They do like body switching sometimes, or it's like, you know, like weird twins where it's like, what? How did we find each other? Or like random princes. Princes are a huge thing.
That's magic. The body switching is.
The body switching is. I would say, I guess princes aren't magic, but it's kind of fairy tale-esque.
Fantastical.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought...
And you bought into it.
And like, you know, like Santa, like hush hush, but it's actually me, Santa.
Yeah.
That's a pretty common trope too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
and she was like, I'm really neoliberal capitalism or neo-capitalism. Late stage capitalism. Yeah. Aren't I cute?
They should have made the Walmart girl Santa. That would have been... perfect.
But he's a Santa is a Walmart employee. Yes.
Wouldn't that make the most sense? He's
all the kids are like, wait a second.
He's
trapped. He works at Walmart? No wonder all my toys look like they come from there.
Yeah. He's trapped in the corporate system.
In the gears of corporate America.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But I think another thing we talked about is like they had such a fun opportunity to really make fun of Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Like really make just a funny parody. And I don't think it was wrong that instead they just tried to like make their own.
Yeah.
But it could have been a really fun direction to like make more funnier jokes, you know?
Yeah, I think that was one of the things it couldn't figure out what it wanted to be because it literally leaned into every single trope. Or meant like some of the biggest tropes within Hallmark movies of like, you know, kind of like cheap romantic comedies, like girl goes off to big city, you know, a la like, you know, The Devil Wears Prada. It's like she has a guy back at home. It's like Hope. What's that one with Matthew McConaughey? Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is? I can't remember. But like, you know, he goes off the big city. She goes off the big city. He has a guy. She has a guy back at home.
Yeah.
She comes back to home.
Yeah.
She has a gay best friend. Like. The mom and the gay best friend get along really well.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, there's so many things that they like leaned into, but they weren't like winking enough at it. It was just like, no, this is our real movie.
Right.
We're serious about this.
Yeah. But Shayna is going to tell you, so they probably paid a lot, but one of their clips has 20 million views on TikTok.
It's the trailer.
It's the trailer.
Okay.
It's 50,000 likes.
How many comments?
761.
And I wonder how many of the comments are like...
are paid.
Well, I don't know if it's paid or people just being like...
No, that's what I was going to tell you.
Shut up.
So many of the comments are, so when are we getting the official Walmart movie? I'm invested. Walmart, flips table, I need this movie.
Those feel like paid comments.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I also wonder if they've deleted the bad ones because you can do that. Oh, this person said Walmart treats their employees like total crap.
Maybe they haven't.
Walmart movie before GTA 6.
Okay. Okay.
But people are like, I'm invested. What happens next? Commercial's getting so good. I want a movie now. Again, I don't know how many of these are like
just
bots or whatever, but you have to assume some of them are real people. But the other thing I'm saying is like, it doesn't seem like those commenters have converted, right?
Or well, we don't know. That's the thing. It's like, I feel like you'd have to look at the affiliate links and have to have back end access like Walmart. I'll be really curious because there's a couple articles saying like, it'll be really curious to see if they come out publicly and say how well it does.
Right. Or if they keep that to themselves.
If it's kind of under wraps.
Zip their lips.
It's one of those things where I feel like they did do a good job. You and I were talking about like some of the technology stuff feels like it's like, like it feels really shoehorned in there. Like the when they were building stuff, like it was okay, but it felt very forced. Like, let me go up the ladder, close up of heart construction stuff. Let me go down the ladder, close up of heart construction, impact to a heart construction. It's like, you know, a little too much. One of the notes I had was the product integrations they need to be like totally contextually like normal for what the scene is. Oh, also, this is not listed on IMDb. I don't remember if we talked about this on the podcast last time.
I don't think they're counting it as a movie. I don't think it's a movie.
I think it is a straight up
strictly ads. The other thing that's interesting is all of these comments are like, when is the movie coming out? I want the movie.
Yeah, they want the playthrough hour and right. 20 minutes or whatever it is.
But it does suck that I will say probably half of it is music intros.
Yeah, it's true. Probably, honestly, probably like 25% of that is music intros, for real.
And music outros.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Oh, just on YouTube, I couldn't really figure out how to see what they were wearing.
It's just a link. It's just a link you buy. Like, you open up the, like, view more about the, like, episode, and it's just a link to, and it's not even a customized page. It's just a link to, like, a list, like a shopping list.
Dang.
And it's just, like, a list of items that are there on the shopping list. But it's, there's nothing custom. There's no custom photography that matched the scene. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, it just feel like, to me, it felt like, I don't blame the people who did the project. I do feel like it's like they probably did not give them enough money or enough lead time to develop it properly.
That's probably true.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things too where like I know for a fact, like at least with my wife, who is the primary consumer in our household, if she would have seen a cute top while watching a Hallmark movie and had like a way on her phone that was like she could just click on it.
To buy it.
She'd buy it.
Yeah.
Like she already buys stuff like that type right. of stuff impulsively when yes. she sees it like on an email from Gap or Banana Republic or something yeah. like that. And I think if like there was like there's too many layers of like
yes
in between the to viewing experience to buy it to actually get a lot of the value yes. I think they were trying to drive in this execution. Any last thoughts from you, Shay, on this?
No, just watch Walmart's Add to Heart and our Lumi commercial and see which one you like better.
Oh yeah, if I don't know if like if we have people that are in the comments who have seen, go watch it, and I want to see your critique of both.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching Raising Unicorns.
Subscribe now.